It's time now for the KMD Bear Grease Report.
This Bear Grease Report brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge up north on the Gunflint Trail and Energy Plus of Duluth.
I'm Chris Harwood reporting here from KMD. We're now in full into day two of the annual John Gray, Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. Musher started yesterday about 26 hours ago, actually 27 hours ago now. And we've got Jason Rice on the phone with us from up in Grand Portage, I believe. Is that right, Jason?
Nope. Actually, this time I'm calling from the middle of the Gunflint Trail at beautiful Trail Center. Sarah's being a great host once again.
Fantastic. Well, there's been a lot of, as I kind of wondered if there would be with this weather coming in, it looks like they're stretched out a little bit. We've got somebody early into Grand Portage, Ryan Reddington, who's really happy to be there, but he's far ahead of everybody else. How did that happen?
Well, I guess it comes down to strategies. What you're noticing here, and it's always interesting to watch every year to see the strategies unfold. And you can, if you look at kind of established trends from the past. If you look at the way, for instance, that Nathan Schroeder is running the race, he pretty much follows the same exact game plan each time. He knows about how much rest he's going to take, and Nathan's strategy appears to be rest a little bit longer, in the early part of the race. And Ryan is perhaps making a bit of a gamble, and he's deciding to rest a little bit less. So he probably is he's behind Nathan on rest by about an hour and 40 minutes, best I can calculate here. Yeah. So even though he's ahead on the trail, remember, at some point, they have to accumulate the mandatory amount of minimum required rest, which this year is 30 hours total for the race. So later on in the race, Ryan, he may be ahead on the trail, but sooner or later, he's going to have to take additional rest to get up to that 30 hours, whereas people like Ryan Anderson and Nathan Schroeder and Justin Savitas have all taken a fair amount of rest. They're on a schedule that puts them ahead of where Ryan is, Ryan Reddington, that is at on rest right now. So the question is he far enough ahead that even calculating in the difference in rest between him and the chase pack, is that difference in time on trail going to overcome the difference in rest that he needs?
Right.
And we don't know. Of course, the great equalizer will be the snow, and it's beginning to snow already very lightly here on the Gunflint Trail.
Tell us a little bit about that snow. You were saying this morning with Lisa that if it's heavy and wet, that could slow them down, but powder that's a couple of inches should be great. What's the condition of the snow?
Yeah, right now it looks, since the temperature's kind of cool, it's very small flakes, there's not much breeze up here, so they're just very slowly kind of meandering down. It's nothing major yet, but it is forecast to pick up. Depending on the little differences as you hit elevation, you go up through the Sawtooth Mountains along the North Shore. As everybody knows, certain pockets seem to get a little more than others, some get less. Right now, it's looking like it's more the light variety. It does not look like it's not the big, fat, wet flakes that are coming down. It doesn't look to be too sticky, and I think the temperatures being what they are, probably hovering around 20 right now up here, I would say it looks like this would not be super challenging stuff.
Well, so now back to Ryan Reddington real quick. Because everybody has that 8-hour required rest in Grand Portage, which is a bit of a sort of a technique, a strategy difference for racers this year. And given his lead, do you think he will take more of a rest now, or do you think he's going to get right back out at the 8-hour mark?
I would anticipate seeing him pull out of that 8-hour rest. 8 hours is actually a lot more than what they would normally rest there. The 8-hour mandatory does a couple of things for us. It helps us, the race officials, and all of us are volunteers, so we've got several hundred volunteers here who are somewhat sleep deprived, and doing this this long jaunt every year, you know, it's very tough to stay awake, and we want to make sure we're safe on the roads as we drive from checkpoint to checkpoint and chase this 4-day odyssey up and down the shore. We want to make sure everybody's safe and that the drivers of the dog trucks and everybody is safe, the veterinarians. So I think this is this has more to do with the people than the dogs, and it's a great place to stop up there, being right by the shore of Lake Superior. Should be quite scenic to see the teams there. But I think that Ryan will probably just hang it up after the 8 hours. I shouldn't say hang it up. I should say he's going to launch back out on the trail. I don't see him staying much longer. 8 hours is probably two more hours than what he would really even, his dogs would really need to take there. So look for him to make up rest probably a little bit at Devil Track coming downbound. Maybe 2-3 hours, if I had to guess. Mm-hmm. And I would look for him to take a little longer rest, maybe at Sawbill, because it's a nice, quiet checkpoint in the woods on the Sawbill Trail. He'd probably take 3-5 hours there. Then he'll, depending on where he's at on his total accumulated rest there, he's going to want to finish everything but 4 hours at Finland. Mm-hmm. When he gets to Two Harbors, he's probably going to want to only take the mandatory 4 hours. That's the only other mandatory spot, and I guarantee he's going to be itching to go as soon as his 4 hours is done. Question is, who else will be right there at the pit in Two Harbors waiting to go to the finish line at Billy's with him?
Right, so he's going to want to get rid of that extra rest, that required rest earlier on in the trail before he gets to Two Harbors.
Right, and that speaks exactly to the strategy I was talking about, where other mushers like Matthew Schmidt from Grand Marais, Nathan Schroeder, of course, defending champion, Colleen Wallen, Ryan Anderson, these mushers are taking more rest, some of them significantly more rest than what Ryan Reddington has taken so far. So we'll see how this all plays out. Different strategies, different ways of going down the trail. Ryan was telling me last night, he says, I just can't seem to slow them down. They're just going fast. So if that's how his dogs are feeling, if they can maintain it, well, he'll be a force to be reckoned with on the trail. Ultimately, fastest team from checkpoint to checkpoint is the one who's going to be first at that finish line. He just needs to have nothing go wrong, and it's risky going fast because more can tend to go wrong if you're going fast.
Right. All right, one last question for you. Scott Olson has been a question for some people because we've seen his times kind of cut off just past Sawbill. What's his status? Do we know?
I have not seen online what exactly you're seeing, but I can tell you and race fans that Scott's dogs just got tired and they just decided that they wanted to call it quits. So his dogs laid down partway through that run coming up toward heading towards the Gunflint, and he basically had to say, for the good of my dogs, I'm calling it quits right here. So this was his first attempt at the marathon, and in fairness, not all people are going to necessarily get to the finish line, and that first time is a real education. First time you hit the trail and attempt to do a 375-mile race, you know, you learn something from it. You learn from, okay, perhaps in my preparations I need to do this differently, or maybe I want to practice in the hills more. Maybe I need to do some simulations of the race where I do, you know, 2-3 simulated checkpoints in a row. And there's a bunch of different ways that people can prepare their dogs for the race. And Scott certainly has been out there training. Today just unfortunately wasn't his day. So we look forward to seeing him back next year, though.
Very good. All right. Thanks so much. We appreciate it, Jason.
All right. Thanks.
We'll get you back out there on the trail.
Happy trails.
This KUMD Bear Grease Report is brought to you by Bearskin Lodge, midway up the Gunflint Trail, and by Energy Plus of Duluth.